History of Tango here on KPR. That was Cafe 1930, the slow movement there by Astor Piazzolla, the composer. Irmgard Topra on flute and Ugo Hermann Gaido on guitar. Good rainy morning, everybody. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this morning. We've got some drizzle out there and, well, pretty much everywhere. It is cloudy, but like I say, the sunshine is here. Everybody probably knows Pachelbel's Canon. If you hear it, you definitely will recognize it. Did you know that Pachelbel also wrote other things? Indeed, he did. We are actually going to hear something besides Canon that he wrote coming up at 9:30. Right now, we are going to listen to Muzio Clementi, a piano sonata. This is number 5, and it features Maria Tipo on piano. It is right now. It's about 15 minutes on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Sonata No. 5 by Muzio Clementi here on Kansas Public Radio. Maria Tipo at the piano. All righty, we've got some Pachelbel coming up, but not the canon. If you want to hear the canon, you'll have to tune into Classics by Request tomorrow and Saturday. We will hear something else by Pachelbel. I know, he actually wrote something else besides canon. Let me thank some of our great supporters here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for classical music comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information is at spencerart.ku.edu. Alrighty, this is an aria with variations by Johann Pachelbel. The group here is Musica Antica Cologne, conducted by Reinhard Goebel, now on Kansas Public Radio. An aria with variations here on KPR by Johann Pachelbel. Sounds pretty complex indeed compared to the canon that we all know. It sounds also fun to play. That was Reinhard Goebel and Musica Antica Cologne. Indeed. I've got something for the oboe and horn. Hooray! Coming up by Bach, but not just any Bach. Why, it's Johann Christian Bach. Indeed. Sometimes we like to mix it up. It's not JS, it's JC. So let us take a listen to that right now. It's a sextet for oboe, two horns, violin, cello, and keyboard, and it is with the English Concert, now on KPR. Johann Christian Bach's Sextet for Oboe, Two Horns, Violin, Cello, and Keyboard here on KPR featuring the English Concert. It's nice to get to hear the oboe featured. You know, the oboe has a lot of pressure. The instrument in the orchestra that has to give the A to the concertmaster to tune everybody. Whew! Thank goodness they make tuning meters nowadays. I imagine back in the day it was a little more of a challenge. Next hour, we will get to the magical portion of the morning that Matthew probably gave you a little heads up on this morning. So I've got some interesting ones. One that you definitely will know in the 11 a.m. hour, and then a couple in the 10 a.m. hour that you maybe haven't heard before. Let's take a look at the afternoon, too. Let's see. Jeff, in the noon hour, ooh, a double concerto for viola and clarinet. We have the Winds and Strings today by Brooke in the noon hour, and then Fun with Cacciatorian's Masquerade Suite. That will be from 12 to 3. It's about 76 degrees here in Lawrence with some light rain. It's kind of rainy everywhere you turn, so grab an umbrella if you are headed outside for the day. I also hope your windshield wipers work if you are driving. Indeed, I do. This is Kansas Public Radio.
When it comes to regulating AI, there's not much guidance from the federal government, but a group of teens is ready to take on the challenge of coming up with policy around AI in academics.
Now it falls to the kids. Let them lead the way.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We take you to Boston, where students have come together to agree on one unified national policy to navigate AI in schools. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. today with Laura Larson here on KPR. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, is at watkinsmuseum.org. The news up next on NPR, and then we'll come back here to your local station, Kansas Public Radio, for more music.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. At least 8 people are dead, dozens wounded.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. All right. Bet you're all awake now. Way to kick off our 10 a.m. hour together here on Kansas Public Radio. Mikhail Glinka, that was the Ruslan and Ludmila Overture. Alessandro Siciliani and the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I hope you all are doing really, really well. I promised some magical music, and that will be coming up in, towards the end of the hour, shall I say. But right now, we're going to listen to something that will hopefully calm us all down. I got you all riled up. Now I'll calm us down. This is Rafe Vaughan Williams, his Symphony No. 5, and it was written during World War II, right at the height of it, actually. But it's not really a symphony about wartime defiance. It's pretty serene, I would say, and I think you will really enjoy it. The composer, Vaughan Williams, did write an opera, The Pilgrim's Progress, and this is based on it. Well, not based on it, but a lot of thematic material is used from it. So I hope you enjoy. Vaughan Williams is always something always so calming and serene about that music. All right, here we go on KPR. A beautiful and serene ending to a symphony that definitely had some majestic moments, composed during World War II. Rafe Vaughan Williams here on KPR. Symphony No. 5. That was the London Symphony Orchestra. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's about 75 degrees and rainy from the University of Kansas here in 91.5 Lawrence and other great frequencies like 99.5 Manhattan. Indeed, we are going to get to the magical portion of the morning now, and we're going to kick it off with an overture called The Sorcerer by Sir Arthur Sullivan, Alexander Ferres and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, now on KPR. Sir Arthur Sullivan, The Sorcerer Overture, here on Kansas Public Radio. He actually composed that after the opera already took place, so he got to reflect back and write it. Very exciting. Alexander Ferres and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. This is the magic portion of the program here on Kansas Public Radio, and next hour, one of many of our listeners' all-time favorite requests that I usually get for Classics by Request, but we get to hear it a day early. The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yes, indeed. Right now, something really interesting on guitar. Elliot Fisk is playing it. Leo Brower's Magic Eyes. I wonder what they see here on Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, inviting viewers to connect at station events. Details delivered to email inboxes in the Kansas City PBS live e-blast. More available at kansascitypbs.org. All righty, we are still looking at some rain out there for most folks. It is warming up a little bit. It's in the upper 70s right now in most places. We're going to dip into NPR News for a few minutes and then come back here to Kansas Public Radio for music. Don't go anywhere.
Live from
its shares in London, which did not work out. Sheen also had tried and failed to do an IPO in New York. Now it's going for Hong Kong, and its financial disclosures had to report the new investigation by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. The FTC confirmed the probe to NPR, but its focus and timing are unclear. Sheen says the result could mean significant fines. Alina Sieluch, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo. A private search engine and browser, DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now, with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's a zoo out there, folks. Here's a circus gallop. The Great American Main Street Band here on KPR, Carl King's The Big Cage Circus Gallop for Band. Hello, everyone. This is the third hour of Morning Classical before we get to the afternoon. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. Thought I would kick this hour off with a little fun. I've got a very popular request from many people coming up at around 11:45 that is magical, magical, magical. Right now, we're going to listen to a magical symphony that features in its second movement a really famous and sorrowful English horn melody. And you might not know where that came from. When you hear it, you might think, oh, I know what that is. It comes from César Franck's symphony. Indeed, it does. And this symphony is unique because most symphonies contain four movements. This one is just three. So after the first movement, keep your ears wide open for that English horn in the second movement. This is Tadaaki A Otaka and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, now on KPR. Tadaaki Otaka conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. They certainly liked that here on KPR. César Franck's symphony, a majestic symphony indeed. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, opened since 1976, celebrating its 50th birthday on August 8th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your favorite request, The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Duca. This is Leonard Slatkin and the National Orchestra of France, now on KPR. Oh, and then it just ends. Paul Duca, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, here on KPR, Leonard Slatkin and the National Orchestra of France. Thank you for being here with me this morning, everyone. It has been fun. I hope you are all doing really well. I know Jeff Watson is in with more music for you coming up. He told me the funniest knock-knock joke, and then I started thinking, you know, maybe I should share a classical music knock-knock joke with the audience. So here we go. Knock-knock. I'm imagining you're all saying, who's there? Bach. And then you say, Bach who? And then I say, Bach in a minute. KPR, I'll be right back in a minute after the news. Get it? Bach in a minute. Yeah, I know. That's pretty terrible. It is in the upper 70s in most places. Some places peaking 80. Cloudy, drizzle. Some places are starting to dry out for a little bit. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
When it comes to regulating AI, there's not much guidance from the federal government, but a group of teens is ready to take on the challenge of coming up with policy around AI in academics.
Now it falls to the kids. Let them lead the way.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We take you to Boston, where students have come together to agree on one unified national policy to navigate AI in schools. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with your host, Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And I got an updated forecast for you here. It's actually about 82 in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan and Junction City, Emporia, Atchison in the 80s, Chanute 85. So more rain is expected. Grab your umbrella. Okay, we'll do the knock-knock again. Knock-knock. Who's there? Bach. Bach who? Bach in a minute. This is Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is up next, and then we truly will be back in about 4 minutes to listen to more classical music with Jeff Watson. See you soon.
Live from